Welcome.
To the Mighty Dragon. Today I'm continuing my Mindhunter special and I'm honored to have actor Happy Anderson with me today. Hello, Mr. Anderson, although I
Hello.
can call you Happy. How are you today?
I'm
Are you
okay. Good
good?
to see you.
Yes, good to see you too. And you're my first crook on the Mindhunter season that I'm
Oh.
doing. So I'm so excited to have my first crook on there. I've had loads of cops, but now I need some crooks. So we're getting into the juicy
You know, ca
characters. I
calling Jerry Brudos a crook is quite generous.
Yeah, no. He was so much worse, wasn't he? Obviously, we're gonna be talking about Mindhunter, obviously. I just wanted to wind it back a bit and start, you know, when did it all start for you? When did you have a love of acting?
That's a great question. I don't remember a time when I didn't want to be an actor. Pretty much from my earliest memory, it's what I wanted to do. So
Yes.
I pursued it from the time I was a kid, and then I started doing, like, professional theater in high school, and then I went to college and graduate school, studied acting at both places, and then it's been slow going, but eventually I carved a niche for myself and have had a pretty decent career.
Yeah, so it was always with you, it seems, from
Yeah,
day
I
one.
think so. I mean, I always wanted to be on stage, that was for sure. I started off as a tap dancer, actually, when I was a young
Really?
boy. Yeah. Tappy
Do you still
Happy, they called me.
and do you still have a little tap now and again, or no?
I can. I mean, like, you saw Mindhunter. I'm a quite a large man, so it does. I'm not really called to dance very much.
Okay. I was super interested actually in your IMDb history, and I saw that you'd done quite a few video games, voiced quite a few of those. Is that something you love to do? Is voicing video games?
I get this question a lot, and I mean, the honest answer is not really. I mean, it's fine. I like it, but I've never been a gamer. I've never been into video games. And as a matter of,
Right.
these are just jobs that I randomly get offered. And most of the time, actually, I think every time I've done one, they didn't even tell me what game it was. And
Okay.
so I didn't even really know what I was doing. They'd give me a script, I'd go into a booth and shout obscenities at the screen. And if they had told me, it wouldn't have made a difference. The only one I'd ever heard of before was Grand Theft Audio. And that was, because as my nephews call it, GT5. So I knew about that one. But
Yeah.
the other ones I never even heard of. I haven't played video games really since the Nintendo 64 came out when I was in sixth grade.
Fantastic. So I bet your nephew was like super proud that
Oh
his
my
uncle.
God.
Yeah.
They couldn't get enough of it. They tell everybody.
Oh, fantastic. So from your screen acting and Broadway, what interests you in a character to want to portray them?
I think the challenge that I get the most excited by is finding a way to empathize with a character who's been very terrible. I mean, I tend to play a lot of those kind of people that hurt people, which I that does get a little tiresome and stuff, but they're some of the best written characters.
Yeah.
And so I'm drawn to the complexity of, because a lot of people just aren't all evil. A lot of hateful people can also be very generous and very loving and care deeply about some people. I mean, even Jerry Brudos was clearly very much in love with his wife and children.
Yeah.
But he also was psychotic and horrible and a monster. And both things, you have to find a way for both things to coexist.
I think it's really interesting, his story. I know we're going to get onto it about how he was a family man and a serial killer, and there was a
Yeah.
very clear distinction between the two. With Mindhunter, as we're just talking about it, it was a huge success, and there's rumors that there's going to be another season. In your opinion, what was behind the success of this series?
Well, I think, I mean, in a word, the writing, I mean, it was so realistically written, and the people, aside from being based on real people, the people felt fleshed out, and I just think the brutal honesty with which the story's told. I remember when I was first offered it, and I didn't really know much about it, and and I was reading it, and I remember my first thought was, who's going to watch this? I mean, 13 pages of two guys sitting down talking, you know, no one gets shot, nothing explodes. I'm like, no one's going to like it. And then when we were working on it, I was like, oh, I hope people watch it, because I think it's going to be really, really great. And then it turned out there was very much an audience for it. And I think as a society and a culture, we're pretty fascinated by serial killers. And Mindhunter does a great job, I think, of like delving into every little nook and cranny of these people. So you hate them, but you don't just hate them. You find them funny and charming, and you sometimes feel bad for them. And I think that's the best kind of drama you can ask for, I think.
Absolutely. And as you said earlier, you played Jerry Brudos. How much prep and research did you do behind that character?
Yeah, I did some. There was a great book written about him by this woman, Anne Rule. It's called The Lust Killer.
Which was
a huge eye-opener. I mean, it really, really helped open up a lot of. I was stuck at how I usually work is I learn the part first, and then I decide what kind of prep it calls for after I've learned all the scenes. And because I don't always research, because sometimes you can overkill it and bog it down into too much detail when it's just a straightforward deal. But I thought I'm going to need some help with this. And so that book was actually recommended to me by the costume designer of Mindhunter. And so I read that. That provided a lot of insight into his state of mind and his upbringing and where the trauma started for him, and he sort of split off and created another person, basically. And a simple Google search, you know, I couldn't find a whole lot of video of him. I found this one really brief clip where he says something that I can't understand, and then he cracks himself up. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. So that's why I started that first scene with all that laughter. I was like, maybe that when where most people would feel uncomfortable, maybe in lieu of feeling uncomfortable, he just makes himself laugh. He just finds everything funny.
Yeah, I see. What was most important to you about portraying that character? Was there a certain element? I know you just said about his humor. Do you have to find that you have to be very sensitive about it?
I think so. I mean, I think it's important. You know, it's like the only kind of characters I've ever turned down that I will not play are child molesters. And that is primarily because, I think it's the actor's duty and the actor's job to empathize with whom they're playing. Otherwise, they're just playing a caricature or some ridiculous cartoon. I have no interest in even trying to empathize with people who do that. And I'm glad there are really good actors that do. You know, because these are important stories and they need to be told. They just aren't going to be told by me. And so that was the biggest challenge, or the most important thing, I think, was, you know, I kind of keyed into his, I alluded to it earlier, his childhood trauma, because that tends to be a fork in the road for a lot of people. And every child experiences some form of trauma, whether it's mild or to the extreme, as in this case. But it foretells sort of what kind of person they're going to become. And when someone like has a really disgusting, overbearing, sort of emotionally incestuous mother, they can go in a lot of different ways. And they usually, even if it goes badly, it usually doesn't go that badly. So I assume he probably had some screws loose as well. But, you know, it felt like everything is a revenge fantasy for him and against his mother. So I was just trying to, I think empathy, you know, showing the empathy for, because he's a victim too, even though he's a monster.
Yeah.
And he has many, but he was a victim first before he was a killer.
Yeah. And when you play a character like this, do you feel very emotionally drained afterwards or charged? Or is it just another job?
That's a great question. And actually, this job was unique in that way, because I usually don't feel anything. I'm usually, oh, it's over. Okay. Let's see what the next one, hopefully there's a next one soon, you know, whatever. And I was expecting to have the same reaction in this case. And, you know, I gotta be honest, I got home and I was very depressed for several days and anxious. I sort of developed this anxiety around it. And, I just had a really tough time, and it made even tougher because I so didn't expect it. I'm usually not that kind of actor. I leave work at work, but you know, yeah. And Fincher is a brilliant guy, but he really pushes you to go further and further and further. So I didn't realize, I guess, while I was in it, how deep I was going, you know, and it didn't hit me until the job was over.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm so glad I asked you that question. As I was reading about Brudos before this interview, I was just thinking, like, how can you portray someone like that and just be like, right, that's it, job done for today, you know, and kind of go home for your dinner or something, you know. But I found that, like, wow, you know, I'm so glad I asked you that. Are there any special behind the scenes memories of Mindhunter that you can share with us?
Well, the one that jumps out is kind of one of the funniest things that happened is, so you know that there's the second scene in episode 7 where at the end I sort of make love to the to the high heel pump, and that scene was entirely reshot like 3 weeks later, and in the first version they showed that part from the front, which was a little traumatic in and of itself. But the funny thing was, is you know, you're so like a day at a time, a moment at the time, and at a time in a project like that, so you don't really think too far down the road. But I went into my trailer one day as that scene was coming up, and there was a tray, just a huge tray of fake penises. And I was like, oh my, what the fuck is this? And I took a picture on my phone and I texted it to my wife, and I just wrote, which one? ? And that was all I said.
Oh my gosh. Superb. Oh my gosh. And what did she say?
She
get back to that? Like, what
she wrote the biggest?
Fantastic. Also, I just wanted to ask you, Bad Boys for Life, The Nick, Bird Box, what's been your favorite role from your career so far?
Oh, well, yeah, those were all incredibly fun jobs. You know, and picking a favorite role, as odd as it sounds, sort of feels like picking a favorite child. It's hard to it's hard to do. They all mean something. They all mean a lot to you in different ways. But there's three smaller projects that stand out that very few people saw that I'm very, very proud of. There was this old Cinemax series called Quarry, where I played a detective in that. There's an independent film called The Standoff at Sparrow Creek, which is about this, you know, right-wing militia who you know, it just humanizes them in a way that I hadn't yet. And and another smaller independent film called Hitmen, which is about this, which that character is really in kind of my wheelhouse. It's, you know, this kind of beaten down alcoholic, struggling, great songwriter who's hired by like a Miley Cyrus type character to write a hit song for her, even though he hates her and everything she stands for. He needs the money. So
I need to see this.
Yeah, it's good. It's on Amazon Prime, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I will definitely watch that. I'll definitely watch it and review it on the blog. I'll tag you.
Perfect.
In. What do you have coming up now that we're coming out of lockdown? What have you got coming up?
I worked on two things during the pandemic. I worked on a series called Bring On the Dancing Horses with Kate Bosworth and Michael Polish, which looks like it'll be a lot of fun. I'm not sure when that's coming out. And I was in a podcast series, which it was sort of odd. I found myself in that project. Like the singer Kesha is in it, and this other pop star named Chloe. And it's really good. It's really well written, and it'll come out late summer.
Oh, great. Looking forward to that. I just wanted to thank you for joining me on here today. And thank you for being my first crook. I'm so pleased to have got you on here. Thank you so much for sharing your experience on Mindhunter and your career too. All the best for the rest of the year. Thank you, Happy.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks to Happy Anderson for this interview, and see you soon on The Mighty Dragon.